content of this program is intended for people who are blind and presentable. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be continuing reading from the fall edition of the U.S. Veterans Magazine. Where I left off was in the article that was with Career Built for Veterans, and I had just completed the one that said for healthcare and medical services, and the next one is skilled trades. Electricians, mechanics, welders, and other skilled trades are in high demand. Many of these careers require certifications rather than a four-year degree, making them accessible options for veterans looking for immediate employment. Business and entrepreneurship. Veterans who prefer to be their own boss may explore entrepreneurship. Organizations like the Annual Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF, offer training programs to help veterans start and successfully manage businesses. Several organizations assist veterans in the job search and career development, including the Annatar Institute for Veterans and Military Families, offers career vocational and entrepreneurship education programs. Call of Duty Endowment, or CODE, helps veterans find high-quality careers through resume assistance, career coaching, and job placement. Veterans Readiness and Employment, VR&E Service, assists veterans with service-connected disabilities in finding and maintaining employment. Transitioning from military service to civilian employment requires strategic planning and access to the right resources. By leveraging assessment tools, researching career opportunities, and utilizing veteran support organizations, veterans can successfully navigate their career transition and find fulfilling roles in the civilian workforce. Land your next job with LinkedIn. I can never pronounce this. LinkedIn. LinkedIn. Stepping into the civilian workforce can feel like entering unfamiliar territory, but you're not starting from scratch. Your military career has equipped you with mission-critical skills, strategic execution, team leadership, operational precision, and the ability to perform under pressure. The key is making civilian employees see that. That's where LinkedIn becomes more than just a platform. It becomes your digital battlefield for opportunity. With a compelling profile and smart engagement, veterans can transform their service record into a powerful professional narrative that resonates across industries. Learn how to harness it to elevate your presence, connect with the right people, and translate your experience into language that opens doors within this article. Why LinkedIn matters. LinkedIn is a powerful tool for professional networking and job searching. According to JobVite, 87% of recruiters use it to find and evaluate candidates. Veterans who create a strong profile can enhance their chances of landing interviews and securing employment. Given that 85% of jobs are filled through networking, the platform also allows veterans to connect with the industry professionals, recruiters, and potential employers. A well-optimized LinkedIn profile serves as more than just an online resume. It's a platform to highlight key achievements, build professional connections, and showcase expertise. Veterans can make the most of LinkedIn's features by focusing on profile picture and background. First impressions matter. Use a professional headshot, ideally dressed in attire suited for your target industry. Avoid wearing military uniforms unless you're seeking a military adjacent role. Additionally, a clean and relevant background photo can help enhance the visual appeal of your profile. Your headline should encapsulate who you are professionally, avoiding military jargon, instead of titles like squad leader, ops or team leader, or operations manager. Focus on your career goals and skills to catch the eye of civilian employers. In the About section, write in the first person to narrate your story, emphasizing your leadership, problem-solving, and teamwork abilities, skills that are highly valued in civilian workplaces. Be sure to integrate keywords from the job descriptions you are targeting to increase visibility. When detailing military roles, use terms that are civilian-friendly. For example, platoon leader can be translated into project manager or team leader. Highlight measurable achievements such as manage a team of 20, increasing efficiency by 30%. This helps potential employers understand the direct value of your military experience. List skills relevant to your civilian job aspirations. LinkedIn allows you to display up to 50 skills, but the first three should reflect your most important capabilities. Having colleagues and supervisors endorse these skills adds credibility to your profile. Include all relevant degrees, certifications, and training programs that contribute to your career goals. While military training can be immensely valuable, ensure that you explain how it aligns with civilian job requirements. Active networking is a critical part of any job search. LinkedIn makes it easy to connect with others in your desired industry. Join veteran-focused groups, follow the influential leaders, and engage with posts to expand your network. Job seekers should also set job alerts based on their interests and regularly monitor job postings. LinkedIn features over 20 million job listings, so staying engaged can help veterans quickly apply for positions. Veterans have access to complimentary one-year LinkedIn premium account, which offers additional features such as more detailed insights into job listings and the ability to message recruiters directly. Taking advantage of this offer can give you a competitive edge during the job search process. Optimizing your LinkedIn profile is crucial for a successful transition to civilian employment. By presenting your skills and experiences effectively, you can enhance your chances of attracting recruiters' attention and securing your desired roles. Coming November 1, 2025, U.S. Veterans Magazine in the Veterans and Sports issue. And the cover story will be Nate Boyer, Green Beret, NFL veteran, filmmaker, and changemaker, from the battlefield to the big leagues. The next issue will highlight veterans thriving in sports and on and off the field. We're teaming up with athletes, companies, and organizations to show transitioning service members what's possible. Next article is No Limits. Gabrielle White becomes first woman to conquer Best Ranger. In a groundbreaking moment for gender integration and combat readiness, Army First Lieutenant Gabrielle White has become the first woman to complete the Army's elite Best Ranger competition. The achievement not only breaks barriers, but also highlights the evolving role of women in the most demanding corners of the military. White, 25, competed alongside Captain Seth Del Terrier, her teammate from the 101st Airborne Division. The duo finished 14th out of 52 teams during the grueling 62-hour event held in April at Fort Moore in Georgia, formerly known as Fort Benning. The physically punishing competition includes long-distance foot marches, land navigation, obstacle courses, marksmanship, and other tactical and technical tasks designed to test the limits of physical and mental endurance. White's completion of the Best Ranger competition is historic in its own right, but it also serves as a symbol of how far women have advanced in combat arms since the Army opened Ranger School to women in 2015. "I didn't go into this to be the first," White told People magazine. "I went in to compete and to prove it to myself that I could. Born and raised in North Royalton, Ohio, White is no stranger to discipline and high achievement. A former high school basketball standout who scored more than 1,000 points during her career, she continued her athletic career at a U.S. military academy at West Point. While at West Point, White played on the women's basketball team and served as regional command sergeant major for the class of 2021. After graduating from West Point with a degree in systems engineering, she commissioned as an infantry officer, another challenging path not historically accessible to women until recently. In 2022, she earned a coveted Ranger tab, making her one of only 135 women to do so. She is also one of just 8 women to have completed both Ranger School and Sniper Schools, earning her the distinction of being double-tabbed. Now stationed at Fort Moore, White serves as the 101st Airborne Division and continues to support training and operations in the Army's Maneuver Center of Excellence. Her team's strong finish in the competition reflects not only her resilience, but also her tactical and leadership proficiency. The Best Ranger competition has traditionally been dominated by male soldiers from elite units such as the 75th Ranger Regiment. This year's first place team consisted of 2 such members, First Lieutenant Kevin Moore and First Lieutenant Griffin Hokinson. "This wasn't about setting a record or being in the spotlight," said her father, Robert White, a U.S. Army veteran and assistant chaplain for the American Legion's Department of Ohio. "Gabby's always been about pushing herself and living by the values of service and hard work." Those values have also earned White multiple military honors, including 2 Army Commendation Medals, the National Defense Service Medal, the Global War of Terrorism Service Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, and the Air Assault Badge. Her accomplishment is widely seen as a turning point, not only because of what she has achieved, but because of what it may inspire in others. "This is just the beginning," said retired Command Sergeant Major Teresa King, the first woman to serve as Commandant of the Army's Drill Sergeant School. "Every success like this opens the door for more women to see what's possible." While White remains humble about her place in history, her presence in the Best Ranger competition signals a broader culture shift within the U.S. military. Women are not only participating in elite combat training, but excelling. "I hope that one day it's not newsworthy that a woman finishes Best Ranger," White said, "that it's just another example of a soldier doing her job well. Until that day comes, her achievement stands as a powerful testament to grit, excellence, and equality in uniform. We salute you, Lieutenant Gabriel White." All right. "Is integrity dead in America?" This article is by Larry Broughton. With ethical lapse in every nook and cranny of society occurring by the minute these days, it's a fair question. From politicians that shamelessly lie but keep getting elected, to business leaders who tank their companies yet pocket millions, sports stars who display morals and values fit for a sociopath while fans cheer to welfare cheats who rip off the system but are never punished, the very concept of integrity seems at odds with today's modern society. With so many seemingly lying, cheating, and stealing, is integrity dead? If you're in any sort of leadership position and want to remain there for any length of time, the answer is a resounding no. Harvey McKay, author of the best-selling books like Swim with the Sharks, nailed it when he said, "If you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters." Pause there. Let that sink in. According to Merriam-Webster, integrity is a firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values. It's routinely the most important value listed by clients, customers, suppliers, supervisors, and team members when surveyed. People want to associate and do business with those they know, like and trust. Integrity is essential for developing trust. It remains the single most important building block of enduring success. When trust fades, everything else crumbles. So why does integrity matter so much, especially if you lead? Because your team leans on you. You set the vision. Daily operations flow from it, shaping how everyone spends their time. Keep your word and they get clear direction, stable ground to stand on. Break it and confusion creeps in. Productivity stalls. Frustration grows. Picture a manager promising flexible hours but never delivering. Workers can't plan vacations or save money, and resentment festers. Integrity keeps the machine running. You also need a network to thrive. Success hinges on connections, people who can offer support or expertise when you need it the most. Trust builds those bridges. Act flaky or backtrack on promises, and no one wants to deal with you. Show integrity, and others rally around you. They sign deals. They can recommend you. DASIS supports this. A 2021 study by Edelman found 81% of consumers need to trust a brand before buying. Trust mitigates risk. It's that simple. Maintaining your reputation beats repairing one every time. Stick to your principles and your team stays happy. Turnover drops. Customers and clients stick around too, spreading the word because they know your product holds up. Slip up and the fallout hits hard. Workers bolt to avoid scandals or secure their own stability. Buyers jump to competitors who stand for something better. Take Enron. Executives cooked the books, and when it blew up in 2001, thousands lost jobs while a company bled billions. Rebuilding trust costs more than cash. It takes years. Integrity fuels innovation, too. When you're whole, unafraid to face your strengths and flaws, you gain confidence to push boundaries. Consider S. Truett Cathy, an Army veteran who launched Chick-fil-A from a tiny diner in 1946. He held fast to his values, closing Sundays to honor God and rest, grew a quick-service food giant to roughly $25 billion in annual sales, and showed that sticking to principles could redefine an industry. Your team sees that kind of leadership and follows suit. They drop petty differences and pull together, eager to back you. A united front sparks breakthrough. Division kills them. Here's the twist. Integrity sets you apart. Plenty of businesses offer similar products, prices, or quality, but how many stand firm when it counts? Scandals, fraud, unsafe conditions, broken laws, topple giants daily. Motivation without integrity flops. Just look at Theranos. Elizabeth Holmes hyped a dream but faked the results, crashing a $9 billion empire by 2018. When everything else aligns, your integrity could tip the scales. Shareholders notice. Leaders bet on you. Buyers choose you. Key elements of integrity is internal integrity. Often defined as doing the right thing, even when no one is looking, internal integrity is critical since you first trust yourself before you can get others to trust you. It can also be the toughest to achieve, since sometimes the person with whom we are least honest with is ourselves. This is all about walking the talk. Follow through. Hit deadlines. Deliver on budget. Most leaders and businesses can survive a bad economy, but continually flaking on promises will quickly sink a business and its leader in any economy. Stop for a moment and think about how many people you've heard of who live seemingly exemplary lives with external integrity, but lived a secret personal life devoid of internal integrity and vice versa. Combining the two is where the real magic happens. Will you nail it every time? No. Nobody does. Reflect. often. Recognize when you stray. Own it and fix it. The famous maxim at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point says, choose the harder right over the easier wrong. It's not easy. A leader might face a choice, cut corners to hit quarterly goal, or stay honest and risk a dip. Pick the right path. Your team watches. Your network feels it. So, is integrity dead in America? Not if you say no. You lead a team wondering where they fit. Then, give them purpose with your word. You chase goals in a cutthroat world. Stand out with your principles. You face daily tests. Pass them with grit. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, glass, china, and reputations are easily cracked and never well mended. Guard yours. Integrity isn't just alive, it's your edge. Step into your office tomorrow and check yourself. Are you the leader people trust? You can be. Now, go get them. All right. And I'll be able to start this one, but probably not be able to finish it. And it's entitled, Brief Guide to Veteran Perceptions in the Workforce. If you are an owner of a business, regardless of size, you are vested in the ability to have the best available talent at a competitive price point so that your business can remain profitable. That's why you, or perhaps someone who works for you, goes through hundreds of resumes and interviews to achieve that goal. Veterans are often touted as the ideal employee for several reasons. However, is that really the case for your business? Let's dive into the advantages and drawbacks, real or imagined, of having a veteran in your workforce. And for the veterans out there, some advice on how to become the best possible candidate. Pros: discipline and work ethic. Perhaps one of the biggest advantages that you will have when hiring a veteran for the job is that their discipline and strong work ethic. The typical contract for a first-time service member is 8 years. During the first term, they complete intensive training and drilling to hone the skills of their respective military occupation specialty, or MOS. This is especially true during times of war. Instillment of discipline, strong work ethic, and moral values through military service are a hallmark of what makes veterans reliable employees. Let's be real. No successful business owner likes to babysit or micromanage their workforce. Problem-solving skills. Veterans are highly adept at learning new skills and technologies for any occupation they pursue. The ability to problem-solve and adapt, something you can't learn in a traditional school or university, is accomplished by constantly being put on high-stress scenarios during training exercises. This approach is deliberate so that the service member does not freeze up. It forces them to think outside the box and adapt to constantly changing situations, thereby overcoming challenges and achieving the mission objective. Veterans possess this skill set from their time in service, which differentiates them from those who did not serve. A recent article published by Vice stated that 6 in 10 college graduates are fired within a few months for being unprepared for the workforce, with 34% of these having inadequate problem-solving abilities and 46% lacking professionalism. Tax incentives. Does anyone here enjoy paying taxes? No. Didn't think so. Guess what? Business owners are the same. While hiring trustworthy employees does offset your workload and allows you, the business owner, to focus on other, more pressing matters, employees are expensive. This is especially the case when you include 401k match programs, paid sick and vacation leave, medical, dental, and vision insurance. The U.S. sees veterans as a special category workforce and provides various tax incentives and credits for hiring veterans. These incentives offset a considerable part of your expenses, particularly when onboarding and training a new employee. As the adage goes, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Now the cons. Skill translation. There is a language and culture gap between civilian and military environments. Thanks to Hollywood, Most employers think there are only four ranks in the military: general, colonel, sergeant, and private, with a very vague understanding of the responsibilities of each rank. So when you start incorporating military lingo into your resume building, many employers will be turned off by them, especially if you have to explain each one of your bullet points. These employers have hundreds of resumes and interviews to go through. Having to translate each of your skill sets will do nothing but irritate them, making them not want to hire you. Advice: get a professional resume writer. There are plenty of nonprofits out there that help veterans for free. Or if you don't want to do that, then use Google or AI to help you translate your proficiencies on paper, so that a civilian employer with no military background can understand the valuable skills you have gained during service. Concern about deployments. This is one of the biggest challenges faced by veterans, particularly when it comes to National Guardsmen or reservists. Employers value consistency and reliability in the workforce, allowing them to focus on other, more pressing matters and grow their business. Having to constantly wonder whether an employee will be deployed, especially during wartime, is understandably a burden no one wants. Advice: be upfront about your military status and your chances of deployment. Many employers will be willing to take on this burden, especially if you prove early on that you are a reliable and efficient employee. Most employers would rather be inconvenienced for a short duration than go through rounds of hiring, firing, and layoff due to performance issues. You can also turn this into a positive, as many veteran-owned or veteran-friendly employers know your value and would prefer to hire a veteran versus Joe Schmo off the street. Stereotypes. Employers unfamiliar with military culture often describe veteran candidates as rigid or overly direct. This misunderstanding can lead to assumptions that veterans are difficult to train or may struggle to adapt to workplace culture. Advice: do your research before you apply for the job. That being said, employers across the U.S. have a generally positive view of veterans. So out of the three on the list, this one is going to be the least of your worries. Everything in life, every job decision, profession, and even relationships comes with its pros and cons. Simply wearing a uniform and serving your country doesn't guarantee that others will always view you positively as a veteran. That's just reality. That said, the advantages of hiring veterans far outweigh the drawbacks. Veterans possess a rare ability to adapt under pressure, overcome obstacles, and work independently with little supervision. We've run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservices.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time. Salute!